You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
3 minutes after 3 o'clock on a live imaging Tuesday.
When Ireland's not here, I would appreciate a different brand of music.
And I would appreciate that I don't care. Mason and Ireland. Momo sitting in for John.
Yes.
But you know what? Cappy, I don't know who Cappy thinks he is.
What?
He's walking in dropping F-bombs in the hallway.
What is going on?
I don't know.
What's the F-bomb thing
about? Is he fired up?
Comes back from a birthday weekend. He thinks he owns the place.
I know.
Oh.
He's like, what was it, Bergman?
I don't know. He's just upset with his weight, I think. He's posted a
Not
picture
his
with
weight.
No, yeah, he posted a picture over the weekend for his birthday, no shirt on. He's he's so upset with what it looked like.
I'll talk to
all
him.
All I see is abs of steel.
Oh,
looking
this is
good,
what,
brother.
Like, these are the comments?
Leave some for the rest of us, David Hasselhoff. Like, these are good comments.
guys, in our world, if you post it on...
Is it Instagram?
Don't look at the comments.
No, I never do.
I rarely
I don't believe
do.
That at all.
You don't believe I'll look at the comments?
Of course you look at the comments.
I don't.
Everyone looks at the comments.
No, I try not to.
It is human nature.
Occasionally look at the comments. I hardly ever look at comments on Instagram. I'm
no
not
way.
A big Instagram comment person. Twitter, I see comments all the time. But I never get reeled in. I understand you people are trolls. There are a lot of you.
Wow.
There are a lot of trolls out there.
There's a lot of trolls. And they all and usually they're sort of professional trolls. Mm-hmm. Like, if somebody trolls one person, their whole feed is probably full
Correct.
Of hate.
Bergman, did you get trolled at all while you were doing the show?
Yeah.
Did
probably.
You?
Yeah, definitely. Why would you think that would not happen?
Well, no.
I get trolled when I'm not doing the show.
But did people respect you as a host?
I think some yes, some no. But it's fine. How it is supposed to be. We talked about it before you left. You want to be loved or hated. I was hated, and there was some they liked.
I don't think they hate you.
Oh, no, they do.
Oh, okay. I'll take your word for it. Take your word for it. All right, so I wanted to get to this thing. Jimmy Graham is a former tight end. He is going to get this, Momo, this summer. You're on a fitness kick.
Yeah.
This summer.
It's my hot yoga list.
Jimmy Graham is going to be part of a four-person rowing team that is going to go 1,000 kilometers across the Arctic Ocean.
Oh.
So he announced this on Monday. He's going to be part of the Arctic Challenge, a 1,000-kilometer trek where a four-team
1,000 kilometers
group,
is what, 600 miles?
621 miles.
Okay.
Four-team group will row nonstop across the Arctic Ocean this summer. Now,
is it summer there, or is it like
it would be summer there?
Is it straight up night country?
No, it's not night country.
Okay, I watched that last
it's not,
night. It's so good. Oh, the finale!
Brian,
so good.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I finished it.
Oh my god,
it was
god.
Really good.
Are we allowed? We probably
no,
aren't allowed
that's
to.
Too early.
No, I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, I don't.
It's a really good
it.
Ending, though.
I haven't watched the series yet.
Oh my god! Well, you better really catch good. Up because at some point we are going to spoil it.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll watch
Very
it
good.
This week.
It
don't
is,
spoil it till next week.
It is excellent. Remember, there are only 6 episodes.
Yeah, it's not that hard.
But Jodie Foster, oh. Awesome. Final episode. Made
Nailed
sense.
It. Nailed
just
it.
Just totally made sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this
I'm
is.
I'm just cold watching it, though.
This is what I want to do.
I feel
so,
that.
My friend Sue Kalinske of the Culture Pop uh-huh. podcast has announced that she is going to do a mini triathlon.
Okay.
She's going to swim for a half mile, ride her bike for 12 and a half miles, and then run for 4 miles.
That's far.
And I'm like, Sue, you're like 65 years old.
That's far,
doing
man.
This stuff.
Yeah.
It is. But she set up a challenge for
yeah,
herself.
Yeah, I like it.
And I thought, Jimmy Graham rowing across the Arctic, that's what I think I need. I think I need a challenge.
You need a goal.
A physical challenge.
Yeah, okay.
Now, I'm never going to run the LA Marathon.
No.
A physical challenge.
Yeah, a
physical. You want to do a physical
challenge. That is correct.
challenge.
Sue's doing a triathlon. Jimmy Graham's rowing across the Arctic.
What are your skills that you want to play on? Do you want to do something that's hard, or you want to do something that you just have to work hard at it and like build your endurance up?
I want to be challenged.
Okay,
I need a good challenge.
You need a new skill or an old skill that you already have that you want to rediscover?
Either.
Okay.
I think you need to listen to Ireland when he says you are the least athletic person he's ever met.
No. When do I ever listen to Ireland? When?
I'm saying this is the time that you should listen. You want to do the milk crate challenge, and which
okay. I could do the milk crate challenge.
Don't do it.
How about 100 push-ups?
Can you do 100 work my way up to 100 push-ups?
Yeah, can you do 100 real push-ups?
100?
100's a lot.
Haven't you done like 40 or 50 before?
No.
When we did the push-up challenge,
I did 20.
That was it?
That's pretty good.
I think I did 20. Yeah. 20 good ones.
20 good ones.
You can do really bad push-ups. Like Ireland's elbows are like way out like this.
You could also do like one of those ninja obstacle courses. You could like train for that. That'd be
what
cool.
about rock climbing?
Oh, that's
fun. That's fun.
Wouldn't I be a good rock climber?
No.
Do you have upper body strength?
Tremendous upper body strength.
No.
It's really hard. Do you know how hard it is? Like, I used to have to try to, one of the gyms I used to work at, she would have us climb the rope.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how hard that is?
Like, climbing the rope? Sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, no, that's not happening for
me. That's kind of what rock climbing is like.
Well, if you got an idea, at Venice Mace, some sort of event. Like, maybe, what about?
How about a 5K?
A 5K. Now, could I do a 5K?
Yeah, I think you could do a 5K.
That's a 5K. It's like 3 miles.
What?
5K walk. Right, yeah. I could do a 5K walk.
Walk.
Yeah.
Could you run a 5K? What is that, 3 something miles?
Yeah, 3 something.
Whew. Run a 5K.
But you could walk for
no
parts
walking.
Of it.
No walking.
I've literally not.
Well, this is the physical challenge, though. The physical challenge
it's
of doing a 5K.
Just to finish the 5K.
Finish the 5K.
Well, if you
and
walk
you could put a time limit on it. You could say, I want to do it in, let's give you 12 minutes a mile. Okay.
12 minutes a mile.
No, 12 minutes a mile. I can walk 12 minutes a mile.
Okay, so 10 minutes. 10 minutes a mile. 30 minutes. 5K.
If you actually want the challenge, it should be like 8 minutes a mile, and you should
run 8 minutes a mile is hard.
What about if I go in the mini triathlon? What about if I do the mini triathlon?
Hard. That seems hard.
That's really hard.
That seems a lot.
You think you could finish it?
You could run 4 miles at the end of all that. I couldn't do that.
That's the crazy part of it.
Yeah, it's the last part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could run 4 miles, but not after all that other stuff.
I feel like I need to put down a marker and say, I'm stretch goal. Let's go.
I think you should run a 5K.
Is that?
To run it. You can, if you have to walk every once in a while, fine. But I think the goal is to run the whole thing.
Okay. Is there one coming up?
They're all over the place.
Do I need to train? I'm not going to train for this.
When was the last time you ran?
High school cross country.
yeah, you need a train.
How about,
senior year cross country, Maumee, Ohio.
How about 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, and 100 what? Jumping jacks.
Jumping jacks?
I don't know. Give me a third thing.
Push-ups, sit-ups, and planks.
No, that's kind of like a push-up.
Yeah, what about that? What's the longest plank?
Okay. 10 minutes.
Probably hold a plank for a long time.
How about a 10-minute plank?
Okay, no joke. I did this before, and that it helped me lose weight. There's a 5-minute plank challenge, and it's so for a month you do 30 seconds, mm-hmm. and then like another day of 30 seconds, and it slowly goes up with a rest day every once in a while, and you make it up to 5 minutes overall by the end of the month. Would you do that? It's a month long challenge.
Sounds like I would not get hurt doing that.
No, I mean no, you won't get hurt because you're just doing a plank. But like my back started to hurt.
Did it?
Because you start to dip.
Okay, 5-minute plank. I like that. 5-minute plank.
Yeah. I'll send you the 5-minute plank challenge.
Yeah.
I like the ninja course.
Yeah, the ninja course
see you
is
doing
not
ninja
happening.
Things.
He will break a leg.
It looks fun.
No, that is so not me. That is so not me.
It looks like so much fun. Like you can
I'm sure it's
fun. How about this?
Jumping over things.
I will do it with you, Mace.
The 5-minute plank
the
challenge?
Plank challenge. I'll send you them, and we should all do it. Let's get Ireland
in.
Let's
go.
You're in?
How long did you do right now?
You want to do it?
Right now.
If I did a plank right now?
Yeah, how long? How many minutes can
I
you
could
do?
If I held it, I could probably get to 3.
Let's do that. Next break.
You want me to do a 3-minute plank?
I'll do it with you.
Okay.
Yeah, no. But who's going to talk? I'll do it with you. Brian, your show.
Let's go.
All right.
Are we ready?
I don't know if we're going to do that or not. But I'm all for it.
I agree. Challenges are good.
A good challenge.
It's good. It gives you something to focus on.
I want to remind everybody, if you really want to follow somebody who is excellent at TikTok, go to @VeniceMace and follow me.
No
Who's
comment.
Laughing?
Everyone.
The audience.
Did you look at my TikTok?
No.
There's stuff on my TikTok.
There's stuff on your... All right, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, there's stuff on my...
Do you want to watch it now or do
you want to watch it? Yeah, no, watch it during the break and then give me your reaction. Also, don't. I want to let everybody know that Culture Pop Podcast, brand new today. It is the Bryan Cranston. We talk about all kinds of stuff. Rams, Dodgers, Oscar movies, all that kind of stuff with Bryan. Go to the Culture Pop Podcast YouTube channel. You can watch it there or you can listen on Apple or Spotify. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Quarter after 3 o'clock in the South Miami on a live imaging Tuesday on Mason and Ireland. Momo sitting in for John.
They just tried to do a plank.
Well, first, give tribute to one of the greatest songs ever made.
It's a great
Yacht
song.
Yacht Rock or not.
Yeah,
Kenny
Loggins,
the Caddyshack.
Kenny Loggins, awesome. Caddyshack, definitely.
Meanwhile.
It's a little up-tempo for Yacht Rock.
But you'll hear this jump in.
Okay.
Yeah, Yacht Rock will take this.
Yeah, Yacht Rock will pick you up and make you feel good.
This would wake me up. I'd be like laying on the boat to the Yacht Rock, and then I'd be like, whoa, Kenny Loggins.
Yeah.
Speaking of laying down,
yeah,
on Ace's Instagram at Venice Mace.
Yeah.
What's the video you got?
The video is Greg Bergman and Momo doing a plank for. You won't see the full 2 minutes, but they did a plank for 2 minutes.
Did you both make it?
Yeah, we made it.
They both made it to two. Now the challenge. Bergman says it's a big deal to get to five, and
yes.
I was looking at you. If you're already at two, I should be able to get to five. And
why?
Why?
Do you have better core strength than him?
No. I'm saying if. With some practice, if they did two without any work at all, without any training at all, then what? I should be able to get to
five. That's like saying, I shot 92 on the course. That's no problem to shoot 82.
So I'll Momo does planks all the time, right?
I do a lot of with my workout trainer, right? Her name is Karina. She has us doing all the, like plank where you tap your shoulders.
Yeah,
plank
right.
Where you move back and forth. Like we do a lot of planks. So I was like, let me see how long I can
do. Now you do planks. Like in push-up form.
I do a push-up plank, but I could also do it on my elbows.
I think the elbow plank is easier.
I like it on my forearms.
I do
better.
Too.
I prefer the push-up one. I think I have like little pterodactyl arms.
So I did.
I have really short arms.
I did the 5-minute plank challenge in November, so that is something that I was already doing.
I mean, I'm still feeling it in my core. That last 30 minutes, the last 30 seconds of that, my back was starting to hurt. I was like, I see what you're talking about.
That was why I kind of stopped around minutes because it started to hurt my back.
Yeah.
So I'll send it to you, Mace. You'll do the 5 minutes.
Send it to me. 5 minute.
We're all going to do it.
Challenge.
Yes.
I want to see you do. Let me see if you can get 2 minutes.
You in?
Sure. Why not?
5 minute plank.
Not today.
I don't know.
My outfit doesn't really work for it today.
No, it doesn't.
I'm wearing cowboy boots too.
Exactly.
Let's start on March 1st.
March 1st.
So we do 5 minutes a day.
The month of March.
So by March the 31st, we'll get to five.
Yes. So it's we 30 seconds. 30 seconds. You get a day off. Then it's 45, and you move that like that.
Yeah, send it to me. I'll do it.
I think you can make it to a minute easy.
Oh, I think I can do
start
a minute.
Start at a minute. I don't think you need to start at 30.
That'll shorten the month, but the whole point of it is to start slow and just get your body used to it.
Build up.
Build up.
You can't just get right into it. You know, you got to warm it up.
Morales, you'll appreciate.
I don't know. People say that, but I don't find that to be the case.
I'm in. So I'll.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So Morales, you'll appreciate this.
Yes.
Hot mic moments. Hot.
Oh, have you ever had a hot mic moment?
So it wasn't technically our fault, but there was a technical thing. There was a technical thing that happened in the middle of the night once, and somehow the other studio was actually the one feeding the on-air. And this studio was potted up. That's a radio term.
Yes. Yeah.
So the morning show aired fine. We then went in the other room to cut our promos that we did every morning. And usually there was a lot of expletives in those sessions and everything. All of a sudden my phone starts blowing up like, guys, your promos are on the air. And I'm like, oh my God. And it was that freak out of what did we say?
Right.
And this is key, LZ, Trav, me, everybody.
That really could be anything with those guys.
Right. And we usually, this was the one day forever, we were tired, we were in a rush, that nobody said anything. We just did the promos.
Oh, that's lovely.
And then we discovered that that other room was actually the hot room.
Yeah.
So that's the closest I've ever been to like seeing it all flash by you.
Yeah.
Right?
So I've had a few of those.
I bet.
When we did Fox... Twice, on two separate occasions, I dropped F-bombs.
Ooh.
Fox Television?
Fox, yeah, Fox West or Fox...
Oh, FS1, when you guys were doing the radio show.
Fox Sports West.
Right, so, this isn't hot mic. This is like you just accidentally
dropped it. Correct. This back in my DJ days, you know how you put a card in and you'd walk away?
Yes.
Yeah.
One time I walked away, the song ran out, I ran back into the studio, and I said, S-word, F-word, damn hell.
Wow.
The mic was open.
Oh, that's pretty good.
So did they have that technology to where if dead air happened, the mic automatically goes on?
Yes.
Because a lot of radio stations had that.
It is. Yeah. It is, exactly. So there's a famous one that we use a lot, right? This is,
we'll do it live!
This is part of a hot mic moment. Now, I came across this article that listed some great hot mic moments. That was one of them. We never hear the entire thing. This is the entire Bill O'Reilly hot mic moment that culminates with Do It Live.
That's tomorrow, and that is a...
Again, 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. And we will leave you with a... I can't do it. We'll do it live.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
No. We'll do it live! F*** it! Do it live! I'll write it, and we'll do it live!
Well, this is all on the air.
Yep.
And thing sucks!
Oh, my God!
I don't think it was on the air. I think somebody just leaked the recording.
Leaked the recording.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album.
So,
take it away.
What's credit Bill O'Reilly for this?
And then you see him like throwing his stuff because they pan out while they and you see him like just throwing stuff and
then he does it live.
I don't know why
he's
so upset. Yeah.
By the way, he gets to it live and he nails it.
Wow. Yeah.
Why was he so upset?
Yeah.
Who leaked that?
Well, the same person that leaked the Casey Kasem
What? I wonder who leaked the Lawrence O'Donnell one. Did you ever hear the Lawrence O'Donnell one?
Stop the hammering. Stop the hammering out there. Who's got a hammer? Where is it? Where's the hammer? Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering. Stop the hammering. I'll go down to the goddamn floor myself and stop it. Keep the goddamn commercial break going. Call fucking Phil Griffin. I don't care who the fuck you have to call. Stop the hammering. The woman talking in my ear was talking about the Labor Day special repeatedly. Crazy fucking sound coming in my ears. Fucking stupid hammering. It just... fucking sucks. It fucking sucks.
So there's a good one.
Guy, he's awfully mad for like 90,000 people watching a show at night.
Yeah, that's true. It's true.
Wow.
And I love Lawrence O'Donnell because of the West Wing. Because he was a writer on the West Wing.
He was a writer on the West Wing.
He's turned out apparently to be quite the, even before this.
He's turned into a left-wing firebrand.
Curmudgeon.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is that recent?
No, I just came up with
it. Have you ever played that before?
No, never played
that
before.
You should play that. Stop the hammering.
Stop
the
hammering.
That should just be a bit.
That was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should pull it. It should be right there with our Bill O'Reilly.
Okay, we'll do it live.
We need to start playing more drops in our shows. Liven things up.
A lot of people don't like the drops. Have you heard that?
Because I'm always worried about what people like.
Well, why aren't you worried about
it? As long as we like it and we're laughing, people are laughing.
Okay.
Okay,
agreed.
So here's a tweak on that question that you just asked.
Yeah.
Like, what's your worst hot mic? I've used the S word once. I said shoot
the blank.
I did that on
TV.
On radio.
I dropped an F bomb on Friday.
Did you really?
I was
really
trying to say F it Friday, and I said the whole thing.
Oh wow!
Do we have audio?
Oh, it got dumped.
But we can still go get the audio.
It Friday.
Yeah, I tried to say that. It didn't work. It
did not work.
YouTube heard it. But
by the way, YouTube hears it even if we drop it.
No, I
know. From the air. They get the whole story.
So go to YouTube.
And we
get
to see you feverishly try to dump.
Oh, yeah. I go right to the dump button.
You're quick. You're pretty quick about
that. You have to be.
I know.
No, we got 20 seconds.
I have short arms. I could like barely reach.
Yeah, you have never dumped anything.
I don't even know how.
The best thing is when we all go to dump at the same time. Me, Bergman, and Brian all reach for it.
I have no idea what just happened.
All three of us press the button.
We just hit it. We run out of dumps. We only have two.
Do you remember Opie and Anthony?
Yeah.
The radio personalities from New York. I was on the same station as them. So my show was tame compared to theirs. They did outrageous stuff and ultimately got fired and blew themselves up. But there was a dump button in their studio that their producer had.
Uh-huh.
There was a dump button in the program director's office where he could dump it. And there was a dump button in the general manager's office where he could dump it. So no matter what, nothing was getting through. And they all used their own judge. Oh, that one's out. That one's out. Three dump buttons.
Yeah, but all it takes is like 1 second where somebody gets up to get a glass of water.
Oh, yeah, GM goes to the can. Next thing you know.
Yeah, you think you have three fail safes. Well,
nope.
Until they do.
Exactly. No, that was crazy. Momo, I got a question for you.
Okay.
It is about a trend in the NBA and whether it's good for the NBA or bad for the NBA.
Okay, I'll think about that.
That's coming up next. Mason in Ireland, Momo in for John, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
3:30 on a live imaging Tuesday.
It's Brandy.
No. Different
Isn't
song.
Isn't this Oh Brandy?
No.
Oh.
This is Dancing in the Moonlight.
In the Moonlight.
Right. Who's this? Pablo Cruz?
Dancing in the Moonlight was King Harvest.
All right. Clueless on this stuff.
All right.
I do know this song. It's a good song.
But I am going to go to the Yachtly Cruise show.
Are you?
Yeah.
At the Whiskey?
At the Whiskey.
There's a rumor that yours truly might be bringing them on stage. Possibly.
Oh, really?
That night, yeah.
You would make an introduction. That's unbelievable. So you would introduce both Mason and Ireland at the Southern California Sports Broadcasters Breakfast and Yachtly Crew.
A month later, yeah.
Wow. What a run.
I think the Yachtly Crew is the highlight.
Thank you.
You could, by the
Are
way.
Are you excited about this breakfast? I'm excited for you.
Here's the thing about the breakfast. So Ireland is going to be so
jolly.
No. He's going to get up there and say, thanks, let Mason do the talking.
So, by the way, I want to go back for a second.
Mm-hmm.
So, you are the one that has been the most outspoken about us playing Yacht Rock.
Yes.
So, you're going to come to a Yacht Rock tribute band, a great band that we've all now become big fans of.
I'm going to try to gain an appreciation.
Okay.
An appreciation.
Does that mean at Mandy's 3, if they do, because we're still working out the details.
Yeah.
And they've got a busy schedule. But if we work that out, what's the laughing for?
It was just, okay. They got busy schedule.
They do. Go to their website.
Yeah. Okay. And they're all over.
They now have a residency at the Palms in Vegas.
Do they really?
Do they play the Sagebrush Cantina?
No, I don't mean this in a bad way, but their venues are now pretty big.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So what
will you dress up in the sailor outfit with Cappy and I?
You know, the Mandy's, I don't think everybody should wear sailor outfits to the Mandy's.
But can you imagine the three of us in a sailor outfit?
I can, but we go. Maybe I'll have a costume change.
Ah.
You go sailor outfit.
Because I've already got an idea for a suit for the Mandy's.
I like it.
But I will do the sailor thing.
It's becoming like the Met Gala or something.
Well, it is. Honestly, it is like the... Yeah. I mean, we're all under a lot of pressure to come up with new stuff to wear and ways to impress people. And it's kind of a race between me and Cappy to see who dresses more goofy.
That is true.
He's always got a jacket with no shirt.
Yeah.
You should do that. What if you did that this year?
Oh, God.
And then on stage, you just take it all off and you do a live streak.
No.
Oh, perfect.
Nope. Nobody needs to see that.
I'm glad you said that. So I came across this story. Remember the guy that streaked during the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you know the full story behind that?
No.
Okay.
I believe you're going to tell us.
So the Super Bowl streaker was somebody who...
Streaker? Oh, sorry.
Who lived in Vegas.
Yes.
And placed a $50,000 prop bet that there would be a streaker at the Super Bowl.
Really?
So he won $374,000 because he went streaking at the Super Bowl.
Count?
Now, I'm sure he got the life kicked out of him, right? Because that's what happens when there's
bail?
A streaker. But $374,000 on a $50,000 bet.
Did it count as a streak because he only took off his shirt? He didn't actually streak.
Yeah, you got to let it all hang out.
The Super Bowl streaker was a Las Vegas local who placed a $50,000 prop bet that there would be a streaker. He won $374,000.
Isn't it also like you're betting on yourself?
Right.
Is that even allowed?
I don't know, but
Vegas,
if I was him.
Like Reba made a bet. I'll take the over on my national anthem.
Right. Can you do that?
I don't know.
If they find out, you know, some guys are going to be showing up, wanting the money.
So? A little insider trading.
Yeah.
You think so?
Vegas, that stuff still goes on. Come on now.
But a lot of that, though, for example, like when you're betting on what songs Usher is going to do, he starts rehearsing.
Yeah.
And anybody that's in that rehearsal knows the performance. They knows what the first song's going to be, what the last song's going to be, who the guest stars are.
But the people involved are probably signing NDAs. And if they could still bet.
Yeah.
But if it's found out, you're going to lose your job and you're going to lose the money.
So do you think the streaker's going to lose his money?
I would imagine. If it's becoming a story that we're reading on the
it
radio.
It is becoming a story.
I think that, somebody's going to find him and be like, give us our money.
I'm guessing so.
It's going to be like in the scene in Casino. You can have the money and the hammer, or you can walk out here.
There you go. Okay, Momo, here's the question I wanted to ask you.
All right.
Morales is like, I want there to be a little content today, too.
Do you think we've done a good job of content?
I think it's been very strong.
Oh, there's that scumbag Kaplan.
Oh, he's not a scumbag.
Screaming the F-bomb in the hallways like he's some heavy.
Oh, yeah.
Guy who we rescued from San Diego. Without Sedano and I,
look
this guy
that.
Would be doing a show with Hacksaw and the coach.
Wow.
That's rough.
Are you going to let him say that about you?
This guy wants to go in hot tubs all over the Southland.
The hot tub tour.
Yeah, he posts shirtless pictures of himself over the weekend and then comes in here complaining about how overweight he is and he's disgusted.
Really?
You'll hear more of that. Super
okay, that's coming up.
About 20
wait.
Minutes. And that is a tease, kids.
That is. All right, so Momo, NBA offensive output.
Yeah.
We saw a lot of offensive output at the All-Star game.
It was ridiculous.
We saw no defensive output. We only saw offensive. 211
points. Yeah.
So here's what's interesting. We complain about no defense in the All-Star game. Do you realize that offense in the NBA is at an all-time high? That Boston, the Clippers, and the Thunder all have an offensive rating of 119.
Indiana's got to be up there.
That is more than the 2015-2016 Warriors that went 73-9. They had an offensive rating of 113.5. So that was the greatest team that year. It's up to 119. Does the entire NBA have an issue with defense, and is this good for the league?
You know, I think this is all cyclical, right? So when I was a kid, there was a stage growing up where there was, I remember there was a stage like Mark, remember the Nuggets used to score 140 points?
Yes, yes.
Mark Aguirre and those guys.
Right.
And there was a stage where like every night there was games there in the 120s, 130s, and then they put in a bunch of new rules or they took out a bunch of rules. And it got to be like the Knicks in the playoffs every year, and every game was in the 90s. And I think the same thing will happen in the NBA. Like, there's really not a lot of defense. And so this is a result of there being way too many three-pointers being shot now. So three is greater than two. So everybody's making lots of threes. And also, there's not a lot of defense being played. Or there is defense, but there's rules that restrict people's ability to play tough, hard-nosed defense.
Let me give you the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
106, 106, 107, 108, 108, 108, 104, 105, 106, 108, 110, 111, 112, 114, 115.
Okay.
There is a trend in the last, say, 5 years. You think that's three-pointers?
I think it's threes.
And is it good for the game?
No, I don't like it. I think it's just turned everything. Like, I grew up when basketball was basketball, right? When they had post players who didn't shoot threes.
Right.
Pau Gasol was like, what are you talking about? Why would I go out there and shoot threes? I think a lot of it's like the same thing in baseball where everything turned into home run ball.
So you think it is a zero sum game? In other words, 3-pointer or bust in the same way it's home run or bust in Major League Baseball.
The Celtics lead the NBA in 3-pointers. They take 42 a game.
So analytics.
Yeah.
In the same way people say it's, I won't say ruined baseball, but it's
changed it.
It's changed baseball. You think the three is exactly the same thing?
Yeah. I think most of analytics, basically, when you study it, it just encourages everyone to go do this now. It used to just be Mike D'Antoni's teams, and they would play that fast, up-and-up style, and they'd shoot a bunch of threes. Then it was Maury Ball, right, in Houston, and the corner three, blah, 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 blah. But now everyone does it.
But it's not going to change. In other words, the three ball's still going to be the three ball. It's going to stay.
And now it's a sort of natural selection. So the guys that stay in the league are the ones who can shoot the three ball. I mean, you just see these seven-footers out there every day before the game. They're practicing their three-pointers. You're like, I saw DeAndre Jordan shooting threes the other day.
Wow.
What's happening?
Yeah.
Why is DeAndre Jordan shooting threes?
Well, and the other thing is, I think generationally, there are a whole bunch of kids who are watching the NBA right now and saying, look, Dame's making logo threes. I should work on my logo three. Yeah. I should work on my three-point shot. So an entire generation of young kids are saying, well, that is the NBA. You're going to create a whole generation, a whole new generation of three-point shooters, and potentially they're going to get even better.
I also think Adam Silver said something very interesting over the weekend. He talked about whether or not there's still a need for the G League Ignite team.
I saw that,
And it was created back when a lot of players were like, I don't want to go to college just for 1 year and not have, you know, I'm only going there because I have to. And there's no way, I want to be able to make money right away out of college. Okay. So they had the G League Night team. Guys could sign professional contracts right out of high school and didn't have to go to college. Now with NIL, they're able to make money in college. And so there's not as much of a need for
a program like that.
But Adam Silver essentially said, I could see us going more towards like the academy types. And he cited the idea that they have academies around the world where a lot of the foreign players come into the United States with better skills. Hmm. Like, he's not happy with the youth basketball culture in the United States. And he thinks that players overseas, in programs overseas, do a better job of developing winning players.
Right.
Players with a more well-rounded skill set who also understand the game. And he's talked about this for a number of years, but this was the first time I heard him say this in a way that felt real, like this is what they're really thinking about.
So, point of information, are we not entering an era where they're going to do away with one and done? I think one and done is going away, is it not?
No, I think it's going to stay. I think NIL's changed everything.
But I thought they was already...
They were talking about getting rid of the age limit, but they just did a new collective bargaining agreement, and they did not get rid of the age limit.
See, that's the ridiculous thing.
Mm-hmm.
The ridiculous thing is you should be able to, after high school, jump straight to the NBA if you're good enough and if you want to be in the NBA.
You should be able to, but now at least you can make money in college. And so there's less of a need for that. Plus, I also think they can have a skills
academy.
Again,
this was not everybody wants to go to college.
Yeah.
Not everybody wants, you know, somebody just wants to be a basketball player. They don't want to pretend they're a college student for 6 months or 8 months or whatever that is. I just think in the next collective bargaining agreement, whenever that is, I think they should get rid of the one and done rule.
I mean, it's changed college basketball in a way that I don't think has been good for the game. I think it was better when they had it, when you were able to go straight from the NBA. Because now every year in the college tournament, it's a bunch of random teams that make it because they have a bunch of 4-year guys or they have a bunch of veteran guys.
Exactly.
The one and done teams and players don't seem to be as successful anymore. I don't see it changing though. They just did a new CBA, so it's not going to come up again for 5 years. I don't see that changing at all. This was an issue of players care about the current players in the league, and if they're going to fight for something, it's hard to fight for the 17-year-old kid who wants to come out when they now have an opportunity to make money.
Right.
It's harder to say we got to get rid of this because at least they can make money.
I think a lot of it is to protect teams from themselves too. In other words, you take a player who's a high school kid and he doesn't pan out, but you took him with a high draft pick. You're much more likely to have a success rate with players who have played a year of college, because you get to see them against real players and as opposed to high school players.
I mean, I'm looking at this. They're showing this interview that Malika Andrews did with Jason Tatum.
Okay.
Do you know how old Jason Tatum is?
26.
25. Like, doesn't it feel like he's been in the league forever?
It does.
And now they're just getting to the point where they can win every year. But it took, he was 19 when he came in. He
it
came
takes
out
a
after
while,
one
sure.
year or two. And when you draft young players, like, you know, we can do all this revisionist history with the Lakers and the trade for the Anthony Davis and all the players they sent out, okay? But and where would they be now if they had Brandon Ingram and Julius Randle and Lonzo and
Kyle Kuzma
and blah, blah, blah.
Alex Caruso down the line.
But, like, all those guys were really young. It was going to take three or four years for them to develop and be good.
But you can see how, for example, Max Christie has become a rotation player.
Yeah.
He was a late-round draft pick last year, a rotation player now. Austin Reeves, unsigned free agent, developed into a rotation player.
Yeah.
This year, I mean, Jalen Hood-Schifino.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's in his rookie season. He could very well develop into a rotation player. So it does take time for guys to cook and develop their skills. And you're right. They probably don't hit for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, it takes a while. And that's why I think this, nobody's fighting for the 18-year-old to go be in the NBA now, because everybody knows it takes time for those guys.
Right, right.
Very rarely does a guy come straight out of high school or even 1 year of college and make an impact.
Yeah. So what am I good at, Momo?
You're good at leading the radio show.
What about poker?
You're very good at poker.
Yeah, thank you.
I think so.
So this is one of the reasons why I have a partnership with Commerce Casino and
you're
Hotel.
You're good. I wouldn't say that you're fun, though. I thought I was going to have way more fun playing with you.
No.
You're serious.
Yeah, correct.
Locked
I am there
in.
To win.
Yeah.
I'm a killer.
I know.
I'm a killer.
I was
at the
surprised.
Table. So I'm excited because this Saturday I'm playing in the LA Poker Classic at Commerce Casino and Hotel. This is a big event. You can get in the tournament, by the way. It's going on now through March the 3rd. So maybe I'll see you at the final table. Working with Commerce is natural for me because I play so much poker. And the only place I ever play is Commerce. If you played there, you know, best poker room in SoCal. Legit biggest poker room in the world. Every game you want is there. Commerce Casino gave away over $1 million in promotions in January alone. They're giving away $20 million in promotions in 2024 for this year. And again, LA Poker Classic going on now through March the 3rd. Jump in there. It's Commerce Casino and Hotel. Also the home of Mandy's 3. Game of Games is coming up next. Jacob Imrani is here. We'll do it next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
It's only a kick. A jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time, and we've got four players. Jacob and Ronnie is here. Jacob, how you doing?
I am doing fantastic.
Excellent.
How are you?
Are you dealing with the rain okay?
Absolutely. It's gonna be gone in a few days.
I am not.
No?
No. And they say we need it. I'm like, no, we've had enough.
It's a lot of rain.
Yeah, it's a lot of rain.
I think in the past year, we've seen more rain than I can remember we've seen
it's
in
crazy.
Like years
well, last
and years.
Year was a lot of rain, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? That groundhog was right.
Oh, right. I saw that.
It's going to be an early spring.
It's going to be an early spring.
Shay was right.
Momo's here. Bergman's here. Brian's here. All right. The game is called Size Matters. I will give you two choices. You tell me which one is heavier, taller, faster, or more.
Got it.
All right.
I did a game like this once.
Did you?
Okay. I did which one's fatter.
Okay. Here we go.
Four options?
No, it's always either or.
Okay. Yeah.
Two choices.
Okay.
Which is heavier? Rams offensive lineman Kevin Dotson or a 55-gallon filled oil drum? Which is heavier, Kevin Dotson or a 55-gallon oil drum, Jacob?
Kevin Dotson.
Kevin Dotson. Momo?
Oil drum.
Oil drum. Bergman?
Oil drum.
Oil drum. Brian?
Kevin Dotson.
The correct answer is oil drum.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, we're not... we could possibly pick up Kevin Dotson. I'm not picking up an oil drum.
Kevin Dotson, 322 pounds, 55-gallon oil drum, 350 pounds.
Wow.
It's not that much different.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's how this goes.
Yes.
They're all very close.
Yeah.
All very close.
That would be Got way it. More.
Yeah.
Which is more, the number of Beethoven symphonies or the number of Miguel Rojas stolen bases last year?
Huh.
Which is more, Momo?
I'm going to go with Rojas, the stolen bases.
Rojas. Bergman.
Oh, that's got to be close. I'm going to say the symphonies.
Symphonies, says Bergman. Brian.
I will also go symphonies.
Symphonies. Jacob.
Me too.
Symphonies is correct. It is very, very close. Beethoven has 9 symphonies, and Miguel Rojas had 8 stolen bases last
year. Yeah, he didn't steal a lot of bases.
He was not a base stealer, no. All right, which is taller? No, this is tricky. Which is taller, Victor Wembanyama or a stack of $19,100 bills?
Oh, man.
Which is taller, Victor Wembanyama or a stack of $19,100 bills? Bergman, it starts with you.
I'm going to go with Victor Wembanyama.
Victor Wembanyama. Wembanyama. Let's call him Wemby. Wemby. Okay. Brian.
I'm going to go Victor, too.
Victor. Jacob.
I'm going to go stack.
Stack. And Momo.
Straight cash.
The correct answer. It is Wemby.
Yes.
Wemby, 7'4", $19,100 bills stacked, is 6'8".
Really?
Oh, wow.
I'd love to see it. Wouldn't you love to see that?
Wow. Great cash, homie.
Okay. Which is faster, the cheetah or the sailfish? Which is faster, the cheetah or the sailfish? We start with Brian.
Cheetah.
Cheetah. Jacob.
Sailfish.
Sailfish.
I'm going to completely opposite everybody.
There you go.
Sailfish. I'll go with you, Jacob.
And Bergman.
I don't know what a sailfish is, so I'm going to go with that.
The correct answer, cheetah. Oh, 70 miles an hour. You don't know what a sailfish is?
I don't know what a sailfish is.
Big sports fishing. You've seen them mounted on walls and stuff.
Oh, those are sailfish?
Those are sailfish, yeah. 68 miles an hour. So I've got Bergman 3, Brian 3, Jacob 1, Momo 1.
Yeah.
Which is longer? The crack in the Liberty Bell or the length of a yardstick? Which is longer, the crack in the Liberty Bell or the length of a yardstick, Jason? Or Jacob?
Yardstick.
Says yardstick. Momo?
Liberty Bell.
Liberty Bell. Bergman?
Yardstick.
Yardstick. And Brian?
Liberty Bell.
The correct answer, length of a yardstick.
Yeah, there you go, Jacob.
The crack in the Liberty Bell is 24 and a half inches. Wow. The length of a yardstick is 36 inches.
Mm. Yeah.
What score?
Bergman 4, Brian 3, Jacob 2, Momo 1.
Bringing up the rear.
Who's taller, me or Serena Williams? Who's taller, me or Serena Williams? Huh. Momo.
It's got to be really close.
It is close.
I'm going to say you.
Gonna say me, Bergman.
You're kind of sneaky tall. like you're taller than you would think. I'm.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a shot or what. I'm gonna say Serena.
Serena. Brian.
Yeah, gotta be Serena.
Serena. Jacob.
I would think that if you're gonna make the game and you're gonna put yourself in it, I would like to hope that it's you.
You're damn right, it's me.
There you go.
Yes.
What are you, 5'10"?
Serena's 5'9". I'm 5'10".
Yeah,
there you go.
So Bergman's got a lead. Jacob is right behind him. Brian's right behind him. 4-3, and Momo with 2.
Hey, at least I'm not.
What's more?
Okay.
Matthew Stafford career touchdown passes.
Okay.
Or the number of surviving, nearly extinct South China tigers.
Okay.
So Matthew Stafford touchdown passes or surviving South China tigers. I think this starts with Momo.
Stafford's touchdown passes.
Stafford touchdown passes. Bergman.
I'm going with the Tigers.
Tigers. And Brian?
Yeah, very weird. I'm going to go Tigers.
Tigers and Jacob?
I'm going Stafford.
Jacob and Momo take the point. Hey, yeah.
Let's go.
There are only 20 surviving Tigers. Matthew Stafford has thrown 357 touchdown passes. Things.
We're coming. We're coming.
Jacob 4. Bergman 4. Brian 3. Momo 3. Whoa, everybody's
Jacob.
In this.
Here we go.
Today was the day.
Let's go.
What's heavier? The current world champion sumo wrestler, Terunofuji Haruo.
Yep.
Or the weight of 1,500 Big Macs. So it's the world champion sumo wrestler or 1,500 Big Macs, which is heavier? I think we go to our leaders now because there's only one left. Start with Bergman.
This is the last one?
There's one more.
Okay.
Sumo wrestler or 1,500 Big Macs?
So it's a Big Mac is not a pound. I'm going to go with the sumo wrestler.
Sumo wrestler, says Bergman. Jacob, you are also in the lead.
I'm going with sumo, too.
Sumo. Momo?
I'm going to go the other way.
Weight of 1,500 Big Macs, Brian?
Yeah, I'm going Big Macs, too.
The correct answer is the sumo wrestler, 370 pounds. The weight of 1,500 Big Macs, 279 pounds.
Wow. Jeez. Well, I was thinking quarter pounder. It's got to be about the same.
Yeah, that'd be less
than
a quarter
There's pounder. Only one more, so Momo's That's out and Brian's out.
It's me and you, Jacob.
And Bergman.
Got you.
Can we get some music or something? Because you know I'm about
some
to become
dramatic
second,
music?
Right?
Yes.
Because you know I'm coming second.
Here we go. There is a tiebreaker if we need it.
Okay.
What's more, the worldwide sales of Michael Jackson's Thriller album or the population of Germany? So the number of Thriller albums sold or the number of people that live in Germany? Let's start with Bergman.
I'm going to say Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. Yeah. Jacob.
You can do it, too.
So, I can do it, too?
Yeah.
We have a tiebreaker if you want.
Or you can go whichever way you want.
I will go with him on this one. Actually, can I change it or has it come out yet?
Did you make a face, Mace?
Did I make a face?
He did.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to call him.
Hey, at least I'm honest.
Yeah. Yes, you were.
I did make a face because it was right there for you.
At least I'm honest.
Population of Germany, 83.2 million. Yes. 70 million Thriller albums sold.
Yes. Dang.
So we go to a tiebreaker.
Oh, here it goes.
Here we go, Jacob.
Oh, here it goes.
Write down your answer. Oh, I'm rooting for Jacob.
So am I.
Okay, so this is closest. How many points has Victor Wembanyama scored this year?
Oh, wow.
How many total points has Wemby scored?
Who do you want to go first?
Well, you both wrote it down, right?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay. Bergman?
I'm going to go with 487.
487. Jacob?
I'm going with 830.
Jacob won.
The winner is Jacob and Ryan!
Hey, there you go. Hey, I'm happy for you.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Yeah, Jacob won.
Victor Wembanyama has scored 1,006 points in 2023-2024 season.
I figured
if we
played like 50-something games, right?
Yeah.
You're right.
Jacob, how's it feel?
This is not a very common feeling when it comes to this game here. I feel a lot more comfortable in second place, but I have to say that
Do
I feel,
we have a dance?
Feels pretty good, right?
I think you need a happy dance.
Oh, happy dance.
A happy dance?
There it is.
Oh, there you go.
There it is.
Okay. He's got it going
dance.
On.
See, the happy dance usually goes.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay. Yeah. All right.
Before we let you go, Jacob, by the way, Game of Games brought to you by calljacob.com. Don't forget, any kind of accident you want to call Jacob. Feeling good about the second half of the season, or I guess the final third of the season?
You know, I am. Yeah. I am. I really want to see how Spencer Dinwiddie fits in with this team. I'm actually a fan of that signing because, you know, there was talk about them wanting to send D'Lo to Nets and potentially Dinwiddie would have been part of the package.
Right. So instead,
they got him for $1 million.
Yeah.
I feel like it's great. And, you know, any of these guys who come over here and they get traded here, they play really well because they're trying to work for their next contract.
Yep.
So I hope, I really do hope that he works out. And I feel good about the Lakers. I've always felt good about them. It's just that they need to really have something to play for. And now we're past, you know, the All-Star game.
Yeah.
And I hope they have someone to play for.
Yeah, I think they played really well, obviously, through the IST. Then they went into a slump, and now they're kind of on a roll again.
Right.
So I actually feel very optimistic right now about this team. Jacob, it is great seeing you. Congratulations on the victory.
Thank you.
I hope you savor it.
Oh, I'm going to.
Until next Tuesday when you finish second.
I'm telling you, you're going to like let those marinate.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm marinating right now.
Yeah.
It's
going to
be a great rest of the day.
Excellent.
You can have a drink tonight.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Jacob, great seeing you, man.
Thank you, guys.
Let's hit the Super Stager. Woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo!
La-la-la-love it!
All right, we're going to do a little crosstalk. Shadano is here. What's going on?
Are these Jacob's glasses
or
yours?
No, those are my glasses.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
No,
they wear these to make me look smart.
Oh, okay.
All of you guys wear glasses,
yeah.
Huh?
I need them now, man.
Yeah.
I can't read my phone anymore.
What about contacts?
No, because in my eye doesn't, I don't love that.
Oh. Yeah, see, not my thing. My problem is I've got the glasses that you read with and then the distance glasses. And like,
I don't need those. I just need readers.
These are distance glasses, and so I can't use them when I'm reading stuff.
Right.
So,
Mason, you look, I am so proud of how he dresses now.
Yeah.
I tell him this all the time. He's like a freak. It's like you grew up, Mace. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. I work hard at this now.
I can tell.
I mean, I do lay out my clothes like when I was a little kid.
That didn't sound completely genuine. I can tell.
Have you been here?
Have you been here recently when I look like a slob?
No.
Yeah, I'm done with slob.
I like slobby Mace.
Yeah, he's gone.
Oh, see, this is what it is. It's not that you
sweat.
You were like being sarcastic there a little bit, Momo.
No, slobby Mace left.
No, I like it.
Slobby Mace doesn't live here
anymore. I show up like that sometimes too.
You miss slobby Mace?
On the days when I am not coming over from the TV building, yep. I look like I just I took my kids to school.
That's all right. It's radio.
I ran over here.
But I, you know what? My mom and not
it's
stepdad
radio on YouTube.
Yeah, my mom and not stepdad Leo watched the show on TV every day.
That's
they
why.
Watch the YouTube.
They
so
can beam it.
My mom will tell me if I look like a slob or if that shirt doesn't look good or anything like that. Yeah.
I will tell you. You sent me a reel of our Facebook memories over the years a little while ago.
Oh,
remember that? When
yeah,
you sent
I
it?
Did.
I was like, oh, so sweet.
It was so sweet.
Did you do that, or did ChatGPT decide
no,
for you
to do it? Apple did it. You know how they do those. Things and I just forwarded to her because
like,
it was all me and
so
Momo.
Sweet. It was most of us going to concerts or Laker games, right?
Concerts, yeah. Laker
and,
games,
and
in Bristol.
Was funny with you, with the hair. The old
what?
Memories were when you used to dye your hair.
Yes, that is true.
And I realize how different that is, and I've gotten now used to you as a
gray
silver fox.
Silver fox, yeah. I'll go
so
that.
It's funny you tweeted this out the other day.
Okay,
you tweeted well. You definitely must have been high because you tweeted that this was a picture of you at the Super Bowl for the Rams, I thought you said.
Yeah.
I said, this is the happiest day of my life.
Right.
And it was a picture of me with confetti all over the place. I'm like, oh, this is great. I searched Super Bowl in my photos. Right. This came up. I sent it up.
And it was a Broncos Super Bowl.
It was the 2016 Super Bowl in Santa Clara when the Broncos
won.
And
you also had brown hair. So I remember saying to someone in the studio when I saw, I said, did Mason only dye his hair like 2 years ago or whatever it was?
It's been a while. That picture was a couple of years
old. So that's
old.
That's what set me off was the hair.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's no way it's only been 2 years or whatever it's been since Mason dyed his hair.
I almost didn't recognize you. I was like, whoa. Yeah.
When I had dark hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, those
it's like
days.
I'm so used to you now.
Yeah.
You know what we should do?
What?
What's up?
You know, I dye my hair.
Yes.
Me too.
It's well advertised.
Right. So I have no issue with it at all. I'm not embarrassed to tell people that I dye
nor should
my hair.
You.
A lot of times, like if I'm on a family text, my one daughter away from college will say to my daughter who lives with me, hey, dye dad's hair. Because they'll see it and they'll be like, we think it looks terrible. What if you dyed your hair black and I dyed my hair gray? Just to see what happens. Just to see what it looks like. Just to kind of see.
Oh, what a horrible idea.
Yeah?
Black? No, you were brown before.
Yeah, I was brown before.
Well, I try to make my hair look the same color as George's.
Yeah, no, but it
doesn't.
But the bad thing is.
Does it mine look like a little. It's probably grown out a little, Ramona.
I mean,
you
know, no,
I don't see any roots with you.
No, take a look at the top here, Ramona.
Yeah, I see.
Take a look. There's got to be like some rusty. Rusty.
Bit,
how often do you dye your hair?
I don't like whenever I get my hair cut. Like
now, do you go to like a person?
Yeah, a person does it.
Okay.
She also like will.
You didn't Just for Men like Keith Hernandez.
Well, no, I did Just for Men for a long time. My daughters
and
would Just for Men
Clyde
me.
Frazier.
But then they made my hair like jet black. Like I'm talking like Gene Simmons. Like ridiculous.
Now here's the problem. You're a relatively young man.
Oh really?
Yeah, sure. You're what 50 something. 54?
As we saw on your Instagram.
That's
what's
true.
The problem is I see guys who are 60 plus and their hair is still dark.
It's fine.
Yeah.
And I'm like there's a point at which it's supposed to go silver, right? There's a point at which there's supposed to be some gray.
There's no rules.
Like if you're 65 plus, let some salt and pepper in there cuz we all know
You can tell Jim Hill?
Yeah, tell Jim Hill.
I don't think Jim Hill colors his hair.
Of course,
I think that's just Jim Hill. No, Jim Hill
just
does not
said
cover
the thing
his
about
hair. He does not.
Yes, he does.
He does not.
Dark black shoe polish.
No,
yes.
Absolutely not.
1,000%.
Jim Hill, that is 100% natural.
1,000%.
I'm going to look it up.
I don't know how old Jim
You're
going
to look up, does Jim Hill cover his hair, color his hair?
No, I'm going to say, how old is Jim Hill?
I'd say
if
70.
Jim Hill is a man of a certain age, he's
77.
77.
Looks
great.
Wow.
Looks great.
Come on.
Looks great.
Yeah, he does.
It's okay.
He looks great.
He does look great.
He looks like he hasn't
changed. He's in incredible shape.
30 years.
The question is, when do you go to Botox, Cappy?
Well,
you thinking about it?
Well, I've thought about it. Here's when I thought about it. So, you know, my ex-wife, this mm-hmm. is one of the reasons that she's now an ex. My ex-wife, this is one example. Yeah. This will give you an idea of the relationship. 1 year for my birthday, this is going back probably 15 years ago. One year for my birthday, she said, I got you a birthday present. It's a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay. So we drove in the car. We went to this place. We pull into this like med spa place.
Okay.
And she said, hey, this is my husband, Scott, and we're here for the treatment. And I'm figuring like a nice massage or something like that, right? Sure. She got me Botox.
Got you Botox?
Right.
How old were you?
I'm probably about 40 at the time.
Wow.
Right? So early.
Okay.
Did you take it?
No. So I was like a little offended, and I also didn't want to take it.
Yeah.
So you know what she did? She's like, okay, I'll take it.
Yeah.
She like pushed me out of the way, and she's like, I'll take it. It's like if a guy buys for his wife for Christmas. Hey, honey, I got you this brand new 80-inch flat screen TV. And she's like, you did? Yeah, for you. But it's really me.
Right.
Who gets
right.
to enjoy
so
it.
She took the Botox.
She got the Botox for me, knowing I wouldn't take it, and
all
she
right.
Botoxed.
Let's talk about Botox.
Go ahead.
I was anti.
Let's talk about Botox.
Let's do that.
By
sure.
the way,
we're
you know,
doing
you're,
this.
You're looking very
yeah,
good.
Yeah, Momo looks
you
great.
And your diet.
Today.
I know.
Looking
I'm telling
great,
you. You
want to
get on the celery juice diet with me?
She's cutting weight like
I'm
crazy.
I'm telling you. Yeah. I know. It's like 14 pounds already.
Wow,
like,
you are down.
I told her the other day. She called me while she was on her end of horn. I was watching her. Then the phone rang. I was like, oh, that's weird. You're calling me now.
Yeah.
But I told her she looks great.
Yeah, look fantastic.
It's not the clothes.
So let's talk. You said let's talk about Botox.
All right,
let's
so oat milk Botox. And celery juice.
Yeah.
No, not oat
oh,
milk.
Oh, sorry.
Oat milk's bad for you.
Nut milk.
Nut milk.
Sorry.
How about almond milk?
Almond milk's
okay?
good for you
it's
if
good.
You make
okay.
yourself
Oat's not a nut. Sorry.
It's yeah. not, yeah. 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 Okay. So I was against Botox for a long time. I was like, I don't want to put like the rat poison in me. That's kind of what
yeah,
it
whatever
right
that
now.
Is.
Sure.
Sounds
it is?
Kind of creepy. Yeah. It's basically paralyzing
your
forehead.
Sure.
Forehead.
Sure.
Right.
And then the girls that I went on the retreat with were like, no, dude, it's not that same stuff. That's what everyone used to think. It's much better. It's just a filler. And it goes. And apparently, like, your body metabolizes it. So it's like you have to keep getting it done every 6 months or
so. Correct, yeah.
So while we were in Costa Rica, they had one of those spas there. And they go, just try. Just get a little baby Botox. I said, okay. I'm 44.
Baby
Botox. Yeah, a little baby Botox. I said, okay. I'm nervous about this, but I'm 44. Yeah. I should just try it once.
Sure.
See what happens. It's amazing. Watch my forehead.
Let me see.
I only did it on this one line
here,
right?
Let me take a look.
There's no line there.
Oh, no line. You're right.
Yeah.
Line.
Yeah.
No, there's no expression. Great. So that expression that you have right now.
There used to be a line there.
Right. Like, wow.
Yeah. And it's weird when it goes in and you're like, oh, this feels kind of, it hurts actually. It hurt
it does?
More than I thought it would hurt.
Yeah.
Because they're
little
shot.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I mean,
and
it's
there's
like,
a lot of bone here.
Yeah.
Not a lot of meat there.
Yeah, it hurt.
Cappy, but some people do get it too much.
And then this one girl said to me, she goes, just don't do too much because then it's like your face feels a little heavy. I'm like, oh my God. It's like
and
my
you look surprised. You always look surprised.
Now, do these same girls tell you to do anything with lips? Because I see some of these chicks.
Oh, yeah. The fillers.
I see some of these chicks that have lips that all
of a sudden, the Real Housewives?
The big freaking fish lips.
Crazy.
Now. I mean, what happened to those guys'
stupid.
Lips?
But you could definitely do a little Botox
up
here.
Okay.
Up
here.
Along those lines.
What about right over
crow's
here?
Crow's feet, yeah.
Yeah,
right,
crow's feet
right
here.
Yeah.
Can you do Botox on the eyes, too?
Yeah, you do it at the crow's feet. You do the eyes. Most people get it here.
Yeah.
Forehead. Now, Ireland's wife, Lisa, had a Botox party.
Oh, really?
Where
yeah,
she had
yeah.
all the
yeah.
girls over and they all got Botox.
Right, and then she gets it for free.
She exactly.
Oh.
Right. She brings all the girls over like a Tupperware party.
You should do it. You should do it.
You think I should?
You should have a Botox party.
Yeah. I should.
I would just have the person come in studio and do it for you, Kevin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good idea.
Botox.
I love it.
Either somebody comes to studio and does it because then you'd still get it free,
right.
or you have the Botox party
right.
and then that way you still get
Mace,
it free.
You're getting an invitation to my Botox party.
By the way, I got a couple
see,
of years on you.
There.
I would look at this. Look
yeah.
at this.
Oh,
and this.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Terrible lines there.
The only thing is, once you start, you kind of have to keep it up. But
well,
it lasts for
right.
like 6 months.
Because
I think you look good.
Thank you.
Listen, Botox is like the best money you'll ever spend. I'm telling you. It really is.
I was like, okay, I'm converted. I like
yeah.
it.
Really? You converted?
Cappy?
Yeah.
You
I mean, I'm not going to do it all the time, all over the place.
If
but like, that little line right there looks good.
You know, maybe we should set up a Botox station at the pickleball event.
There you go.
What do you think about that?
Yeah.
A Botox station, right?
Yeah.
It's a great
That's
idea.
That's a sales opportunity.
Yes,
yeah.
it is.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously. I like this idea.
So here's the diet. You want to cut some weight?
What? By the way, so you're very upset. You put a photo of yourself shirtless.
I did. I did because you know what? A few years ago, mm-hmm. you guys will all remember a girl who I think everybody here has probably worked with at one point. She was in our studio about a year ago. Bonnie Bernstein. You remember Bonnie Bernstein?
Oh, sure. Bonnie Bernstein.
Legend.
Bonnie
yeah.
Bernstein is, she was a college gymnast and she's still in really, really good shape. So I think for her 50th birthday, like 4 years ago, she put out a picture and she's like, this is what 50 looks like.
Yeah.
She kind of put that out there. And ever since I saw her do that, I'm like, you know what? I'm doing that too. So every year on my birthday, I put out a picture like without a shirt
this
on.
Is, yeah.
Like, this is what it looks like, pal. This is what it looks like right here. And I put a picture out on Twitter, on Instagram and on Facebook. And it wasn't like everybody told me how fat I was, but one friend of mine checked in, not from around the corner. This mother effer decided that he had to really, really get into me from India, where he now lives. He lives in India. And I'm going to read to George what this guy said to me.
Oh, boy.
You cannot believe what he said to me.
Wow.
About how bad I look.
Okay.
You don't look bad. I saw the photos.
I mean, for 54.
You look like 54.
I do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you're in shape.
But I feel like that's not what you want to hear either.
No, no.
You want to hear you look 35.
No, I wanted you to tell me something like, of 54-year-old guys, you look like you're in the top 5%.
Look. No, you know what? You could pass for 48.
Hey, no, thanks. You definitely could pass for 48.
Thanks a lot. Yeah.
I see
Thank you.
I see that.
Yeah.
So you take stuff personally on the on
so
your.
So what did your guy tell you?
Well, I'm gonna have this is gonna be for a little later.
You
I
say
want
it.
To
oh,
share
you
that.
You're
teasing.
Listen,
I'm teasing.
Let's talk about
your
guy.
Tease.
You want to get lean? You want to cut a little bit?
You know what it is though. You know what happened? Here's what's happened. My girlfriend, affectionately known around here as Rubber Rachel,
right?
She has gone on a diet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And she lost like 8 pounds. And we go out to dinner, and this is a perfect example. Sunday night, we're out to dinner, right? Yep. We decide to order an appetizer, and then she orders an entree, and I order an entree. She had 1/10 of the appetizer, so I had 9/10.
Yeah.
Then she had like 2 bites of her entree, and I ate my entire entree, and then I was like, oh my God, hers is even way better than mine.
So you had hers too.
I ate all of her. So I ate the entire appetizer and both entrees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And finally, I've just looked at myself, and I've gone, I got to stop, man.
Ugh, you disgust
me. Horrible. Yeah. Horrible. You have no idea. Wait till I show you what I brought today.
What?
Because now I'm carrying nutrition with me.
Wow.
Yeah, you have to.
I've decided I got to carry my own stuff.
I don't know about those sweet and salty nuts there.
Well, these, I was desperate. I needed something to eat. I had I was dying for something to eat.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
I had these,
they are
like,
good, but that's not like.
No,
that's
it's not.
Why like I come in here with my pre-made food and stuff like that.
Once
you
in a while.
You bring it with you.
Yes,
once in a while, it's fine.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I've lost 5 pounds on the Lumen in 3 weeks.
Yeah, the Lumen works.
Right. Does the Lumen work?
It works. If you track everything you eat.
Yeah. If you log your food and you log your exercise. You have to
really do it.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think every diet works if you actually really do it.
Agreed.
Like literally you can choose any diet you want to do. There's no secret thing. You just have to really follow it to a T.
Yeah, you have to follow the plan.
And that's why no one ever really loses weight because they don't follow it. They like cut corners, they do this or that. Like the one I'm doing right now, you could do whatever you want from it. Okay. Generally, we get up, we have a glass of lemon water in the morning. Then you have 16 ounces of celery juice. Oh, my God.
Bad?
I'm used to it now. It took me a while to work up to 16 ounces.
Is it hydrating at all, celery juice?
Yeah, it's detoxifying. And it just, to be honest, it makes you go to the bathroom.
Really?
Okay, you got to like time out your morning routine.
Really?
Yeah. You do that, and you're like,
you're not talking about number one necessarily.
No. This is like straight up, like, got to get up an extra 20 minutes early to leave room for that.
Okay.
Because you can't be driving the kids to school and be like, I got to pull over.
Right. Yeah.
You can't do that.
Because, I've had to trade in a car.
I understand.
About things that, the accidents that happen on the inside of the car.
I understand.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I totaled the inside of a car.
But I
you heard I had a bad car. I'm not a bad car. I had a car accident.
I heard. Stupid. I heard you knocked off Juan's mirror. Is this right?
Parallel parking.
It doesn't sound like you were parallel parking. It sounds like you were driving in reverse.
I was driving in reverse, trying to park behind Juan.
You just cut it too close.
And I cut it too close, and so I.
You scraped him?
I knocked his mirror off.
Now, does he know about this, or did you like tell him it was a hit and run?
I immediately told him.
You didn't. Oh, so you didn't tell him? Like somebody just hit your mirror?
By the way, and there was not a scratch on my car.
Really?
Not a scratch. His mirror's hanging off.
Yeah. And who's gonna fix that?
The people at Genesis, I think.
Your insurance?
Oh, really?
Yeah. No insurance. We're not gonna make an insurance claim because it was me against him.
Oh, right.
That doesn't make sense.
No, I know. I'm like saying, you call your insurance, you get it fixed.
Yeah, no. We're doing it the old-fashioned way.
Okay.
Cash.
Really?
Because otherwise it's going to hurt one of our insurances, right? Or both of our insurances. Hmm. No?
I mean, I guess it does. It depends on how expensive it is. If it's just replacing a mirror, it's not going to raise your...
On a Genesis?
You'd be surprised.
Could be a couple grand.
It is $2,000.
Yep.
Yeah.
Get out of here!
And by the way, the mirror's still there. You can tape it into place. Yeah. It's like there's not, but $2,000.
You got to see my car.
I think everything with the car is $2,000.
You got to see my car. So my car was parked on a street. This drunk driver, true story, went pinballing down the street. She hit my mirror, okay? The mirror itself, the glass part popped out.
Yep.
The rest of it was intact, but the wiring was behind it. My cheap ass goes to the ground, picks it up. It's all spider webbed out. Yep. I clicked it back in, and then and I am driving around for a year and a half at least with a completely busted, shattered rear view mirror on the left side on the driver's
What's
side
wrong
of my
with
car.
You?
So because I never had a chance to deal with the insurance. The police actually told me, hey, you can make a police report. She was drunk driving, blah, blah, blah. I never had the time to deal with
See,
it.
See, that is what you should have done. Her insurance would have paid
right,
for it.
Right, and her insurance would have paid for it. And like a schmuck, I'm driving around with like a broken freaking thing.
Are you on TikTok yet?
I am. Did you TikTok me?
No, I TikTok.
Oh, I saw
though.
You're on.
I'm on.
I'm
this
on
is
TikTok.
A new thing.
Is it good?
I think it's actually Momo doesn't like it.
Because you didn't seem like you thought it was. You didn't seem confident of it when you tweeted about
I'm
it.
Really
I tweeted
about it. Stuff. I'm over
the,
all the.
The
stupid
first
videos.
One was terrible. The first one was terrible. After that,
what happened? What was the first one about?
It had Here a it picture is. Of me and Shay and Momo and Birdman.
Oh yeah, that did some engagement.
I'm following you back now.
Yeah, are you? Yeah, I think I followed you.
You did. Yeah, did you got to do like something that stands out though? On
do a
TikTok.
Dance. Do a dance like Mario Lopez.
I don't think I'm going to do a Mario
do a
Lopez dance.
Dance
Listen,
no.
I just have decided that there are some people who are really good at social media.
Right.
They're snarky. They're funny.
Yeah.
I am not one of those people.
Me neither.
I mean, like Mina Kimes, so good on social media. Mm-hmm. Everything she tweets is funny and on point and not cancelable. Yeah. I could never walk that line.
Me
I don't
neither.
Know. She just, I just stopped trying.
Yeah, me too.
I just tweet my stories and that's it.
Yeah.
I tweet
about games occasionally and that's it.
Yeah. I asked one of our listeners, who's a great social media guy named Casper Villa.
I said,
hey, can you teach me how to sit in front of the camera and then have other stuff going on in the background? So he starts trying to show me how to green screen on TikTok.
Really?
And then he doesn't know how to do it. He's like, actually, I don't know how to do it. So then he goes and he spends like hours learning how to do it.
Oh, my God.
And then he sends me an instructional video on how to do it. And I still haven't done it.
So you just wasted his time.
Well, no, because now he uses it all the time.
100%
now
he uses
it all the time now. So I actually helped him.
Okay.
You helped him.
I helped him by teaching him how to do something.
You know, he's probably sent that video to a lot of other people.
Here he is now. Now
look
he is.
At him, yeah.
See, now I taught him.
You taught him.
Like well, I didn't teach him. I told him what to do, and then he did it.
Right.
That looks like an animated version of him.
Yeah. Well, that's it. See how good he is? See how good
I
he is?
See
yeah, he's really good.
He's really, really
Look,
good.
I'm making a TikTok. Look, it's a TikTok making a TikTok.
Wow.
This is like,
hi.
Say hi.
Hi.
Momo, say hi.
Tag me in your TikTok. Tag me.
Yeah, I'm doing
should
it.
Should I do the happy dance?
I'm doing it.
Oh,
do
a
happy dance? Sure.
Go, Momo.
There you go.
You said do a dance.
TikTok, easy as that.
Done.
Done. Done.
You're a TikToker now, man.
Oh, my God.
Look,
what
time, is like
look what time it is.
Oh, God.
Look what time
right.
It is.
All of a sudden, the brakes matter.
It's 420.
Oh,
all of a sudden, the brakes 420.
Wow.
Yeah.
420.
You.
That was good, Cross.
The last three hours.
You're doing that TikTok bit again? You're doing that TikTok bit again? I heard that.
All right, so it's 420. You know where I'm going to be.
Yeah.
coming up next for you is Shedano and Cap. What?
You don't want us in your hot tub tomorrow night?
Come on,
that is correct. I do not want you in my hot tub.
Why not?
Juan's still home tomorrow night, first
of all. When does he leave?
Thursday.
So let us come Thursday night.
No, he would literally kill me.
Why?
He does not. It's a two-person hot tub.
Me and
Chris. It's not a jacuzzi, right? Like Momo's got a jacuzzi, a big 10-person
jacuzzi.
I've got a little two-person hot tub.
Okay, so Chris and I could get into your little two-person hot tub. Why are you so worried?
I don't understand why you guys want to get into that hot tub.
Because he doesn't want us to get in.
It's really that. It's just that. It's the, you know, you have kids. It's the little kid thing. Oh, you don't want to do it, so I'm going to do it.
Okay. Three boys, one tub.
Yeah.
No.
I suggested a hot tub tour. I say we go to Momo's, then we go over to Ireland's, then we go to Mason's, and we get into all three hot tubs in the same
night. You
know,
I live all the way out in the valley. You'll never leave.
I do that. I do realize.
Yeah, you'll never go out there.
Well, you can come out here, but you won't leave.
All right, Morales says wrap up.
Once you go to the 818,
you guys
got a
show. Where am I going? It's 421. I'm out of here.
You're a minute late.
Seriously.
You got, no. You got bonus time. Hey, see you tomorrow at 1. Momo's back in for Ireland, 710 ESPN.